This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest money. One up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake and money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night. Raising a son, raising a daughter. They gather around the table, send it up to the father. Somehow they get...
Time for us now to explore what's going on in the world of the family farmer. This is A Voice, the American Family Farmer program. The podcast is a voice for the forgotten farmer, the farmer that gets 12 cents of the Thanksgiving food dollar. That's who this program is for. It's not for some people that listen in agriculture get angry at some of the things that I say. But you know what? There's no anger isn't going to fix anything. It doesn't do anything. It makes you angry. I'm not angry at you if you disagree with me and my point of view. My point of view comes from growing up on a farm, being around cows all my life, seeing how the people that I grew up around in the 50s and 60s suffered, understanding why they had to sell their land. Back then, they weren't appreciated, nor was farming understood. And there were a lot more people on the farm then than there are now. Our depleting interest in our food sources, in a general sense, is the reason for the disrespect that is really the problem we have is we all want cheap food. And the cheap food is just that, cheap junk. The stuff that comes from a lot of the producers, Dean Foods, and the problems that they're having, the bankruptcy that people are talking about. We'll get to that in a little bit. First part of the hour, I like to spend talking about some of the things in the news that impact farmers and farm life. Now, one of the things that is floating around right now, a focus on the next payment from the federal government to try to stave off bankruptcies. At least that's what the administration said. We want to help protect the way of life that is the family farmers. Unfortunately, a lot of the money that's coming, the billions of dollars that's being distributed because of the problems the farmers are having due to the trade war with China, that's one thing. But there are a lot of other factors here. I think that the intended consequence of supporting farmers and those affected by the disputes in trade has benefited large-scale operations and people from the same part of the country that Sonny Perdue comes from, that is the Southeast. Now, there's a report that came out by the Senate Commerce Committee on Agriculture. The Department of Agriculture has explained the Market Facilitation Program, which has been the money, the program that compensated a lot of the commodity grain producers and the National Farmers Union and some of the folks at the Farm Bureau have been concerned the payment disparities were really huge for some farmers or people that weren't even farmers that owned stock in some of the large agribusinesses. But the real outrage here is that payments have been really heavily based in the Southeast. Farmers in every county have been affected, certainly around the country, by what's been going on. So the money should be evenly distributed. But if you look at the number, it's outrageous as to how much money is going either to addresses in New York City and Los Angeles, where there aren't any farms, or to outfits that are down in Atlanta, Georgia, down in Florida, Louisiana, you know, places. It just is so obvious what's going on. It really is. So I wanted to spend a minute talking about that. I did say that farmers take home 12 cents from every dollar that consumers spend on their Thanksgiving dinner meals. That's true as well. So as you think next week at Thanksgiving, think about recognizing and thanking the family farmers who provide you with your Thanksgiving meal, whether it be the turkey, the ham, whether it be the vegetables. The decline of the American farmer, the family farmer, the worker on the farm, this is a tragedy. Last year, 14 cents of every food dollar at Thanksgiving was going to the farmer. And it's down to 12 cents this year. Where is this going? How are we going to save the family farm if we don't appreciate what it costs to do what you want to have for your dinner? There's another sort of related story to this. Excuse me. I found this interesting because Ben and Jerry's is from my sort of part of town. Apparently, they've been charged with misleading their customers about the type of milk used in their ice cream. There are some folks who are making a lot of noise up in Vermont. The parent company that bought out Ben & Jerry's is Unilever. And because they've changed, I'm not sure I blame Ben & Jerry's, although they're still an active part of the business. But the fact that this is another huge, huge, huge food conglomerate, and they're cheapening the product, not using the same quality milk and cream that Ben & Jerry did when they had the company. And so they've been sued. There was a complaint filed last month in Vermont by a fellow named James Ellers, who's a farming advocate. He ran for governor up there, alleging that Unilever and Ben & Jerry's violated its customers' trust by saying their products were made with milk and cream sourced from happy cows, which is a load of crap. I know it. You know it. As a matter of fact, what bothers me is that you see a lot of this advertising. Dean Foods, that went bankrupt last week, they own so many of the production facilities, the old farms, the farm identities. Like in my neck of the woods, it's Gorelick. And their trucks all say, local milk from local farmers. That's nonsense. That's not true at all. And so when you look at what the Unilever people are saying about Ben & Jerry's ice cream, those two guys are pretty progressive. They've been socially conscious. That's a lot of their reputation. They've had a lot of fun flavors. They did a great job when they were running the company, but they aren't doing a great job. And I mean, as far as I'm concerned, why even bother to sue them? Sue Unilever. Their Caring Dairy program is nonsense. It isn't. Cows and milk's coming from these big factory farms. There are so few. Vermont is one of the few states, like Wisconsin, maybe New York to a point, where there is still a tradition of dairying, unlike what's going on in the Southeast, where there are these huge, there were never many dairy farms there because it's an arid desert. So you didn't have pasturing. You had big farms develop. The platforms for them are just big loafing sheds, loafing areas, feedlots, and that's where they live. It's not quality life. These animals live a very short life, 4 or 5 years, and then they're slaughtered because they can't get them, they can't get them to reproduce in the conditions they live in. So anyway, I think there is a huge gap between farmers and consumers, and it is no more evident than this time of year. Fact that it used to be, when I was a kid, 12% of the workforce were farmers. Today, farmers make up less than 2% of the workforce, and yet we're feeding more people. There are 230 million users of product here in our country. And if you look at the information that's on a lot of the social media, you see videos a lot of cows being mistreated and that sort of thing, and they are in some circumstances. But it's also that kind of stuff that's been taken, the news media takes it and twists it around and makes people feel like they don't really want to have milk from cows like that, so they go buy almond milk and soy milk and that kind of stuff. Consumers just don't really know what's going on the farm. They just don't. And it's, if you're really conscious, one of the local boards, you know, this program I've said many times is aimed at helping people understand what's going on the family farm. family businesses that are run by farmers, locavores that use our product. Those are the people who really kind of understand. They go out of their way to understand what's going on the farm. So maybe with my talking here from the perspective that I bring, that is a purely supportive, based on my own experience and what I'm doing on my farm, it's very important, I think, for us to understand what is going on and to wonder what the future is for food production in our country. Let's make sure we understand, especially at Thanksgiving time, what the farmer produces and how we owe the farmers a huge debt of gratitude. It doesn't seem to be on the forefront of people's minds when they think about what they're eating at Thanksgiving. Maybe me reminding some people will pick it up and they'll talk about it at the Thanksgiving table. Let's hope that that's the case. The lady who's the director of the IBM Food Trust Network is going to join us. We'll be talking about accountability and traceability of the food supply, something that's on a lot of farmers' minds. As we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer, let me spend a moment talking to you about how to look your best, all of us, no matter what our background, no matter what our jobs, we all like to look our best and feel our best, and it starts with a nice, bright smile. So if you have yellow teeth and you're trying to find an advanced teeth whitening system, a teeth whitening system that will work, a teeth whitening system that's all natural and won't leave you wondering whether your teeth have been compromised, your enamel has been chewed up by some of the strips and the trays and the mouthwashes and the toothpaste that you use at home, awful. It's just terrible. In terms of power swabs, it takes less than 5 minutes a day. They have whitening pens as well. It's a great way for you to actually treat your teeth to a special reward. Clean them up, rinse them off, 6 shades whiter in 7 days, no sensitivity. So lots of good reasons for you to brighten up your smile the natural, healthy way. Call 800-208-1797. Get the bright smile, power swabs. Get ready for the holidays with power swabs. 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code for 40% off and then take an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. 800-208-1797.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
We all know that sound from the movies. It's THX, the company that sets the standard for audio and video in the movies. So when it comes to your home theater experience, there's only one projector out there that's THX certified. JVC's Adam Arrico fills us in.
JVC is thrilled to be the only home theater projector to achieve THX 4K HDR certification. THX performs hundreds of tests to confirm color accuracy, sharpness, contrast. Our projector is the only one in the world to pass all of those standards, and it is a very rigorous process, which is why there's not a lot of designations in the world for it.
Check out JVC's DLA and X9 8K eShift projector at JVC.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
The American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming Suzanne Livingston, who's the director of the IBM Food Trust Network. And as the director of the Food Trust Network, Suzanne, would you explain what your job is all about, please, for the folks listening to the program?
Yeah, happy to. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
So as the director of Food Trust, I work with a really amazing team of people who build our blockchain technology, and we build it for farms and for food companies. So we build what's going to be in each version of our product, each release of it, and where are we heading next, and what problems can we solve for the companies that we serve.
All right, so let's talk more specifically about what it is that you do, that you have all these great people working with you. The Food Trust Network. Trust is an important thing for the consumer. If you've been listening to me for the last few minutes, you know that as far as my focus on the family farm and the farmer, that's the food that I trust. And I think most people, when they think it through, trust the family farmer as well, because the need for what you're doing has come about as a result, in my mind, of all of the huge agribusinesses, people being upset because they don't really know what they're buying. They don't know where it's coming from. They don't know how long it's been on the market. And so if I understand the Food Trust Network, the IBM Food Trust Network, you're trying to fix those problems, and I guess I'm wondering how that works. How do you bring credibility to some of this stuff that we need to have trust in?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think right now you nailed it. Consumers have a trust deficit with food. There's a lot of statistics out there that show consumers don't believe the food products that they buy are what's on the label. There's growing evidence that customers are lacking in trust. So they want to know the origin of food, but even sometimes don't believe that the origin that's on their food products is what it says it is. And this is just compounded with more concerns about when there's a food safety issue or a food safety scare, that consumers don't trust that companies are taking the right actions in order to get the safest food products out there for them. Now, this isn't just a consumer issue. This is also in the supply chain of food, too, where companies don't necessarily trust each other. I may buy products from you, but do you really follow the guidelines that I ask you to? Do you really perform the actions that you say you do when it comes to, you know, taking care of the food, making sure it's cleaned properly, making sure that it's kept at the right temperatures. So there's been, you know, a huge gap of transparency in the supply chain. And it starts right at the beginning of that supply chain where food is grown, all the way through to processing it and getting it into the stores. So what we've done is we've said, okay, this transparency gap is not just an issue that is nice to resolve. It's also important to resolve for consumer health, for safety, and also for companies to know that what they're buying is what it claims to be. So we said, what's the problem here? Why aren't companies sharing information about what they're doing with food, where it comes from, in a visible way? And while many organizations are storing, even farms that we visit are storing information about what they're harvesting and growing, they're just not sharing it. No one has shared this level of detail with each other in an ecosystem, in a network that gives access to that information to the other parties who are a part of that food supply chain. So the reason for that is lack of, you know, data. Like, I want to keep my data. If I'm a farmer, I want my data to be owned by me. I don't want someone else to take ownership of that
right. And yep. Be
able to do what they want with it. And that's really where blockchain helps.
Well, we're going to spend our time here as we have together talking about blockchain technology, how it helps reduce food waste. That's one of the things that's important in the supply chain, how we waste food and how it gets used or doesn't get used. As we continue here, Suzanne Livingston from IBM is with us on the American Family Farmer.
I'm Andy Solomon. When the proposed T-Mobile and Sprint merger is complete, the new T-Mobile will deliver three initiatives that will use its nationwide 5G network to bring connectivity to millions. T-Mobile's Chief Marketing Officer, Matt Steneff.
Through our Connecting Heroes initiative, we'll give every first responder in every public and nonprofit state and local first responder agency across the country free 5G access with the highest priority of any plan on our network. Project 10 Million aims to eradicate the homework gap for students without internet access. Through an unprecedented $10 billion commitment, the new T-Mobile will give free service, hotspots, and reduced cost devices to 10 million households over 5 years. Our new T-Mobile Connect plan is just $15 a month, half off T-Mobile's lowest cost plan. Consumers on a budget will get unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigabytes of high-speed smartphone data, plus annual automatic data upgrades.
For more, visit newtmobile.com.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
This report is sponsored by First Response.
I was pregnant with my second baby when the Hurricane Harvey hit. My 9-year-old daughter, my mom, and the rest of my family of six were forced to leave our home. It was devastating. I dreamed of bringing my baby home to a warm, safe place, tend to habitat for humanity. We were able to afford a home for my family to grow. This Thanksgiving, we're proud to pay it forward with First Response, as they partner with Habitat to build a safe and affordable home for another family in need.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidates are in Atlanta for debates. Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
I'm not only running to defeat Donald Trump, I am running to prepare for the day that begins when Donald Trump has left office, to launch the era that must come after Trump. That era must be characterized not by exclusion, but by belonging.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Let's defeat the divisiveness of Donald Trump. Come together and usher in a 21st century of racial harmony, of racial justice, peace, inclusion, and true equality. Working side by side, let's make Dr. King's dream our reality.
Senator Bernie Sanders.
I will lead an administration that will look like America. We'll end the divisiveness brought by Trump and bring us together.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To tag up with more conversation and information about what's going on the American Family Farm. This is the American Family Farmer Show, a weekly broadcast and podcast of things that are of import to the real family farmers, the backbone of American agriculture. The discussion on our podcast this week is a focus on what's going on the planet weather-wise. We talk about the World Climate Report, says we're heading into a cooling phase. We talk about the sunspots, that kind of stuff. I think you find it very interesting. Also, another twist on Dean Foods filing for bankruptcy. That's in the current podcast. It's at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. We talk about aquaculture. We've had a focus the last month or so on aquaculture, fishing, how important that is to the food supply, how these people are basically farmers at sea. And we've spent a lot of time documenting some of the discoveries in biology and ecology for marine species. So I think you'll find that interesting. We also talk about some hemp farmers who've lost their bank insurance because of the hemp problems in many areas. The government has made a mess of this. So we talk about that as well. So get updated every week. You'll find all of the podcasts listed at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com so you can see the subject of interest and listen to the podcast. They're short and to the point. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Suzanne Livingston is here with us from the IBM Food Trust Network. They are all about promoting food safety, accountability. One of the things that you talk about, Suzanne, is reducing food waste. How does that happen as you identify or trace back where food came from? How does this process reduce food waste?
Yeah, happy to address that. So with a system like ours, so we have our blockchain network and a number of companies along the supply chain for a food product participating, sharing information about where food was harvested, when it was shipped, how it was packed, what temperature it was kept at, and any movement of that food. And what we started to find even back when we were piloting this is that companies were looking at that information across the spectrum to understand, like, where is there holdups in my supply chain that are especially problematic with foods that are fresh. So if my shelf life on my product is, or my produce is 2 weeks, why do I have some facilities that may be holding on to produce for, you know, 48 hours, 72 hours, and every hour of that counts towards its freshness once it gets towards that consumer end. So they started looking at the data across the supply chain as a way to indicate where might there be supply chain inefficiencies, where might there be, you know, storage issues, there might be slowdowns, there may be a process that's out of place. And, you know, that starts to bring to light where to focus energies on making improvements in efficiency. So that was one side of food waste. Now, on the other side of it was how can we, you know, better track the temperature of food so that it doesn't get to the point where it gets wasted and that we have higher freshness of products once it reaches our stores and restaurants. So we added in temperature sensor data into the blockchain, and that allowed us to see when a food product went out of temperature range. We didn't track every temperature, you know, there's probably millions along that journey, but when it's out of range and for how long, that impacts that freshness. And then, of course, you know, the next step after it's out of freshness range is waste. So it's also a way to reduce the amount of waste that's happening in the supply chain by bringing light to where there may be temperature issues or breakdowns.
And there are interesting items in the research department, electronic management of cows and pigs and the feeding systems and that sort of thing. And I wonder if this system works for that part of the food chain. We're also talking about not just animals. We're talking about vegetables, things that seems to me, you know, I was talking about scallopers and some of the fish. I mean, all of that has to be part of this. It's very complex. And I'm wondering, as I ask that question, who's paying for all of this?
Yeah, great question and great point. And, you know, for each of these food products or these food types, like you mentioned scallops, which is completely different process and different equipment and information needed than, let's say, cows. Mm-hmm. So it really starts with, you know, what is it that the companies, organizations want to track and want to share? So, you know, we'll take the scalloper example. One of the companies who's joined us recently, Raw Seafoods, you know, they've enabled traceability on their boat. So as they're out in the water and they're bringing in scallops and they're bagging them and weighing them, they're tracking information about weight, latitude, longitude, who is the captain of that boat, because that's important for them to share with their buyers as that bag of scallops is making its way across the country to restaurants in California. That's the kind of information that both the buyers at those restaurants and also the guests of those restaurants want to know. When was this harvested? How old is this scallop? You know, can I trust that it's, you know, not past its prime? Whereas on the other side, things like on produce, for example, harvest date is important. You know, is this within the time frame that it needs to be to keep freshness? So the companies are choosing what data they believe is most important to share, and that's based on what they're, you know, typically sharing already with companies who are their buyers, but also what additional things do they want to prove? Like if I'm taking the actions to be, using specialized equipment that I want my buyers to know about, that differentiates my produce from someone else's, I want to share that, and they have the choice to do that. At the minimum, we're tracking things like, where did it come from and where is it going to? But at the maximum, they can add whatever data they want to help give that visibility into how they raise their animals, how they grow their food, what practices they use. And then they choose how much of that they want to share with each party. They don't have to share everything. It's not required that they make all that information available to everyone in the network. They get to choose. Okay, I want to share that I'm using specialized equipment with my buyer, but I don't necessarily need the end retailer or the consumer to see that level of information. They can choose what they want to share. Yeah. So at the minimum, minimum data, easy for them to bring on board. Maximum data is how much instrumentation they want to bring into their system.
So under the circumstances, I look around at the, we're talking about fish, but there's beef. And again, this is you're getting to people or they're coming to you. They choose to have your services. There are some who don't want your services. They don't want to have people know where the beef. I remember the old Clarapella, where's the beef? Remember that ad from ages ago? The beef that's coming into our country from other countries, South American beef that now you can't tell because of the lack of requirements whether the beef you're buying is domestic or it's imported, how long it's been on the market. So, and I'm guessing that these people would be happy not to have to do business with you because they don't want people to know where this stuff is coming from. Am I right?
Well, so, yeah, and I think that those who don't want visibility become more and more obvious, right? If you are working with a, let's say I'm a producer of beef and I'm buying from different sources, and one of my sources says, I'm not going to share this level of information with you because I don't want to provide that level of visibility, that's a sign to me that there may be some issues with how they're getting, their product.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
But on the other side of it, there's a legitimate reason for it too, right? I mean, some companies don't want to share the names or the contact information, the location, specific locations of the companies that they buy from, not because they're trying to hide what's the product, but more because that is part of their competitive advantage, who they work with. So what we ended up doing is we said, we're not here to break this industry. Like, we're not here to try to force things to, change at a level that's going to be counterproductive. We'll support, as a platform, you sharing data privately just for your organization or just for those that you want to share with. And that change, like that level of thinking, which is not true of many blockchains. In many blockchains, the data is available. It's on a public ledger. You can see it in our system. It's private. It's permissioned. And every record that you send, you choose who gets to see it. So for those that have like a really, highly secretive recipe or ingredients that are, not what
special.
They want to share, they don't have to.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's, as we sort of wrap this up, this explanation, we've explained the technology as it exists today. Kind of, I think I know a little bit more about who may be using it. I don't know the specifics, and maybe the answer to my specific question would be that maybe people don't want you or want us to know who's using it. But as you continue, this stuff has been around for a couple of years. What do you see for the next 2 years in usage and help?
Yes. So there's been a lot of companies who've been very open and public about their use of the system because they are trying to show.
It's a great advantage, I think. I think it's a great competitive advantage, yeah.
Yep, you're doing the right things. You want to show that you're doing the right things and build that trust again with consumers and with other companies that your brands are coming on board, and that's a great thing. Now, where are we heading? I think we're heading towards like consumer level traceability for, you know, a lot of food products. And we've already seen this happening in Europe. So in Europe, a lot of the food is further advanced in its traceability. And that's, you know, due to regulation and due to the environment. Here in the U.S., we're seeing more and more of this. But we are also, you know, not as fully traceable at all the companies that we go to. So we're helping guide companies on how to be traceable to begin with, and then once it's available, tracking that in our system, and then finally making that available to consumers. So you're going to start seeing more and more things like QR codes. So right now you can go into restaurants in California, and on the menu there's a QR code for the seafood and see where seafood was originally harvested from. You're seeing this happen in other food products too. So you can go into stores, or you can go into other restaurants and start to scan and see origin. You've already seen steps towards it where you'll see like a signage that says, you know, local produce, local family farms. Taking that even a step further and saying, yes, it is, you know, this is what it claims to be. You can scan the individual food product and see where it's sourced and when it was harvested. That, I think, is going to be more and more predominant. And I think consumers are starting to demand it, and they've also shown that they're demanding it with their wallets. We've seen increases in sales purchase for the food products that are traceable by consumers.
And the information for people listening, they want to get more about how this works, where are they going? There's got to be a website, an IBM website for this, yeah?
Yep, IBM.com/food. You'll see what some of the companies and farms are who are already on board, what they're doing on our site, and then also learn more as we have, you know, more and more news comes out about who's joining. It'll be posted there, too.
Suzanne, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Suzanne's the director of the IBM Food Trust Network, IBM.com/food trust. Suzanne Livingston here on this week's American Family Farmer. I have an item for those of you who have aches and pains. Farmers do a lot of leaning and bending and maybe not as much stretching as they ought to, so things get bound up. That's where Joint Formula 14 comes in. Get it at half price right now. Achefree.live. Use the DJV code for special offers and more at achefree.live.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. Today, less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allow pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that help people and pets find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit BanfieldFoundation.org/safertogether.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on where we are in the fear zone. I don't even like fear-based thinking, but a lot of farmers are afraid because the financial situation for the American Family Farmer is really troubling. Export sales are bad. Weather is bad. So I'm going to talk with you my thoughts about the severity of the American agricultural situation in terms of the family farmer right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The American Family Farmer. So, in looking at the financial situation, the precariousness of many of the farmers, bankruptcy, we're having problems in Massachusetts, because unlike the rest of the New England states that have embraced farmers growing hemp, on previous dairyland, cornland. Massachusetts has made a mess of it, so I am tending to look at that circumstance. And then coupling it with other situations, I was talking about the weather before and the trade war, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are people who have had, you know, a lot of the Washington types, the lobbyists have meetings on this sort of thing. The Agriculture Department is being asked to stop foreclosures as it was in the 1980s. Remember the 70s and the 80s when we started exporting wheat and grains to Russia? The prices skyrocketed, land prices went way up, and then the president stopped, President Carter at the time, stopped grain shipments, and it was the end of a big part of American farming. And here was this guy, Jimmy Carter, who was a wonderful human being, still is, but he was an, I mean, he made such crazy decisions, kind of like Trump is making, in the sense, you know, not many people compare Trump and Carter. They aren't personality-wise to be compared, but a lot of the things Jimmy Carter did were very unfriendly to the farmer. And he came from a farmer state. With Trump, he's a hamburger eater from New York, so what does he know about farms? But Jimmy Carter didn't have that excuse. He couldn't lean on that. And so you look around and see all of the problems we had in the 80s because of that. And it makes us think about what happens when we become dependent on selling all of this stuff in foreign markets. Especially when we are, it's what's crazy about this system here is that we're importing lots of the same stuff that we're selling. And it doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense to me or anybody else. Common sense does not apply. It's not just with beef, meat, we're getting pork from China and stuff like that. They're taking our good pork and bringing it over there, and they bring their crappy pork and sell it over here and mix it in. They own, now, what is it, Smithfield? What's the name? I think it's Smithfield, the pork producer in this country. They bought it. The largest supplier of pork in the country belongs to a Chinese outfit, and it was essentially the Chinese government. So they take their lousy pork, they ship it over here, and use it in pork products here, and they take our good pork and bring it over here to feed their citizens. It's craziness. And the same thing's going on with beef, and who knows what else. Farmers now being propped up by conditions that change depending on politics. And we've seen it, the politics of this administration, but people forget, same thing happened in the 80s with Jimmy Carter. It was, well, in the 70s when he did this, but it took a few years for it to get down. And some people blamed Reagan for it, and that really wasn't fair because it wasn't Reagan's fault that Carter did what he did with all the international trade. So, anyway, it seems that there are not a lot of people who are in the administration that are talking about what is going on, but this is a mess. 57% of agricultural borrowers from commercial banks are behind in their payments. 57% of family farmers behind in their bank payments. That is a huge indictment of our system. So hopefully we're going to vote the right way, ask the right questions of political candidates, that sort of thing. I give you food for thought. That's my opinion. That's what I'm thinking about that issue. I'm Doug Steffen with a comment here on the American Family Farmer podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.